morning. Welcome, Antioch. How are you guys this morning? Good. Well, it is a fun time here at Antioch. It's June 1st, and all the interns are starting to stroll in, which is really cool. And all month long, we're going to be talking about wisdom. And the definition we're going to use for wisdom is finding my happiness by living the life God wants me to live. And to learn about that, we're going to be studying in the book of James. And James 3 says, wisdom helps us live the good life, and that God wants to give us wisdom. So, to think about wisdom, you guys, I get to introduce you to a Bible character named Solomon. And Solomon was not just your ordinary guy, he was a king. So let me get in my costume. Now, you guys, in the Bible, they refer to Solomon as a boy. Now, so you teenagers or kind of young adults, can you imagine becoming king right now? Wouldn't that just be crazy? But he did. And he was also a king that God spoke to. God came to Solomon and he asked him, I will give you anything you want me to give you. So if God, the creator of heaven and earth, came to you and asked you what you would want, what do you think you would pick? Freddie, what do you think you would pick? You don't know? Jordan, do you know what you'd pick? No? You guys being shy on me? Who? Go ahead and shout it out. What do you think you'd pick? Anybody? Pizza? Yeah. Oh, go to heaven and see what heaven was like? Yeah. How many of you guys would probably want as many Legos as you could possibly have? Or American Girl dolls, okay? Or just own the American Girl doll store. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Okay? So, huh? I heard that back there. Okay. So, but anyway, it kind of sounds crazy, right? To be able, the God, your creator, he could give you anything. And he's telling you, you can have anything. What would you pick? So what do you think Solomon wished for? Let's read it. Okay. So I'm going to turn to 1 Kings 3, 7 through 9. And if you want to go there, you can, or I'm just going to read it to you. And it says, Lord my God, okay, this is Solomon. Lord my God, you have now made me king. You have put me in the place of my father David, but I'm only a little child. I don't know how to carry out my duties. I'm here among the people you have chosen. They are a great nation. They are more than anyone can count. So give me a heart that understands that I can rule over your people. I can tell the difference between what is right and what is wrong. Who can possibly rule over this great nation of yours? So the cool thing, you guys, is Solomon that day, he picked wisdom. He said that nothing would be better than knowing the difference between right and wrong. So do you guys think God answered that? Do you think he gave him that wish? Yeah? Go ahead. This is interactive, you guys. Yell out at me. I know no one wants to talk to Ken, but you can talk back to me. Okay? So yeah. All right, so yeah, I bet he did too, but let's read it, okay? So now we're at 1 Kings 3:12, and it says, and this is God speaking to Solomon, I will give it to you. I will give you a wise and understanding heart, so here is what will be true of you. There has never been anyone like you, and there never will be. How cool is that? So God gave Solomon so much wisdom that he wrote a book, and it's in your Bible. It's called Proverbs. Do you guys know where Proverbs is in the Bible? No, it's kind of right in the middle. And the cool thing about Proverbs is, you guys, is there's 31 chapters. So if you guys want to get really wise, you could start today, since today's June 1st, and you could read one chapter of Proverbs throughout the whole month, and then you will have read the whole book of Proverbs that Solomon wrote. So that would be pretty amazing, wouldn't it? We'd have a pretty wise church, I think. Okay, so the cool thing about wisdom, you guys, is that God wants to give you wisdom too. He wants you guys to choose wisdom over toys and money and things, you know, just stuff. Things that you guys kind of want all the time, right? Like, how many of you guys go to the store and want every little thing off the shelf, right? Okay, but God wants you to choose wisdom. And it's not always easy to choose wisdom, is it? Okay. So, in James, God gives us some wisdom clues. In James 3:17, he says, the wisdom that comes from heaven is pure. It loves peace. It thinks about others. It obeys. It's full of mercy and good fruit, and it is fair. So kids, before I dismiss you guys, we're going to pray, and then you guys get to go back to your class. And we're going to be doing this kind of 5 minutes right at the beginning of church with everybody together throughout the whole month. So could you guys get to be in here all month, every Sunday, and hang out with and learn a few things about the Bible? Isn't that cool? Yeah? Okay, well, I know some of you, I'd rather be in class, but that's okay. So I'm going to pray. You guys go ahead. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. I'm going to pray, okay? God, thank you so much for Solomon's example. Thank you that he could have picked anything, but out of everything, he picked wisdom. And God, help us remember that we can always go to you and ask for wisdom whenever we need it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.